I'm Leonard Nimoy. The following tale of alien encounters is true, and by true, I mean false. It's all lies, but they're entertaining lies, and in the end, isn't that the real truth? The answer is no.
A, B, D, F, D, H, I, J, T.
Oh! Do not panic. I repeat, do not panic.
I like that.
Well, you're nuts, my friend. You're totally lost it if you believe that.
They have paws in one brain.
You still have much to learn.
Slime blats flew, lizards crawled, power come forth as you're called!
He-Man! Help me!
Then you knew about the Encyclopedia of Evil.
Yes, for many Telks it should have been destroyed long ago. There is no defense against the evil found in these pages.
Skeletor didn't find it, thanks to He-Man and that strange woman, Teela. He-Man seems to know her quite well.
Why, Mara? Do I detect a note of jealousy?
I was merely wondering where she came from.
Yeah.
Perhaps you should ask her yourself. I believe He-Man is talking with her in the halls of the council this very moment. Now, I must find a spell to counter the one Skeletor used.
He-Man? Where are you two going? He-Man is taking me to Glott's Garden to see the dragon Iris. Has it bloomed?
Be patient, Flog. I'm researching it even as we speak. What we need is a counter chant. Something to transport us back to Primus.
Perhaps this is the one.
Three bells chime and two glitz howl!
Now that was a great choice.
Everybody's a critic. Now let me see. Where was I?
He-Man, I believe I found a counterspell. If it works, Skeletor will be returned to the Grutt's Garden. We must prevent him from locating the Encyclopedia of Evil.
We're headed there now.
My name is Clark J. Willard, and I'm one of the hipsters for J. Edgar Hoover.
Don't say something you'll regret later.
In the time that J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI have been monitoring hipsters, we have linked the following social perversions to them. Narcotics, trafficking, homosexuality, and homosexual experiences. Impetuous, spontaneous couples dancing.
Dude!
Smoking cigarettes just for pleasure, not for relaxation.
Dude!
Writing unauthorized poems.
Condition? Red.
Impersonating Santa Claus. Because of the clear and present danger to your young adult, the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover have announced radical plans. Plans to fully infiltrate the hipster movement. Plans so radical, they also include the deployment of women in the field. Just as we crushed the Nazis in WW2, we shall so crush the hipsters with the fist of our freedom.
Don't do things like that.
All right, okay, just let me warm up for a sec. In there. Ow. Ooh, what? Me. It's not me. It's you. A-E-I-O-U. Christian, Muslim, Jew. A-A-A-E-E-I-O. Me. Okay, good. All right, so this egg walks into a bar. No, shoot, wait. No, it's a chicken. Wait, yes, okay. Why did the chicken cross the road? To walk into the bar. No, shoot. Still not right. Yes, okay, here we go. So this unicorn walks into a bar. This yellow unicorn walks into a bar covered in butter and salt and made entirely of niblets with an egg stuck to its forehead. The bartender says, "Hey, we don't serve mythical creatures in here." The drunk goes, "Oh, well, about what about those two?" Pointing at Jesus and a Sasquatch doing shots of tequila. The unicorn says, it doesn't matter. Nothing is true, all is permissible, which is an Assassin's Creed and sort of problematic because it allows certain types of people to do extreme evil. But there is a flip side, as all of us have the potential to manifest our own reality by tuning into the collective unconsciousness and the harmonics of the known and unknown universe. Doing this, there is the potential to transcend the reality that we call death. Then the drunk says, that's my fault. I just wanted to eat a unicorn on the cob and an egg. No, that doesn't really quite work. How about this? This bear walks into a bar and then walks up to the bar part of the bar, pulls up a stool, sits down, and the bartender goes, what'll you have to drink?
His life all changed the day he heard Joan of Arc screaming on the radio. My, that's a catching tune. That's the only cry I want. Vote for me, Lord! Vote for me! Marcel took pride in imitations, offering pain like a baker, wine like a bell ringer. Take up your train now and play zookeeper. Marcel met Chaplin at the airport, his Una and their five little tramps in tow. Funny to find out your god is very short and not so unshabbily dressed for a tip who owns the place. The masters met in sound and color. Marcel wrung his hands. Charlie ignited a few tears because time, it was no longer before him. Voici Bip before the show, handing out fausse cartes d'identité between the rows. The clown's biography is no joke, but a treatise calling for an end to war. Give Alsace to Atlantis. Give the theater's profits to the blind. On an all-black stage, one little shadow wears white face, mimics virtual man in his cage of sides, atop his harem of bombs. Marcel spits on Prometheus, let alone Adolf, let alone the ashen past, lest it come back, lest it have been just practice.
The bear says, I'll just have a beer. The bartender says, why the big pause? That one's not mine, but I really like it. So this chicken walks into a bar and says, hey, has the egg already been here? No, geez. Oh, now I got it. I got it. I finally figured it out. So this egg casually rolls into a bar, goes into a little table, pulls up a chair, is ready to order a drink. The bartender says, what are you doing here? You're underage.
Drinking sea feeling. line. I'm gonna give me a bottom, order me a bottle of CV. Give me a bottom, order me a bottle of CV. I like CV, it drinks good to me.
I get to listen to music all day. It's really cool.
There is no reason to be afraid. The military has everything in hand.
Sick and tired of this, are you?
Someone called and said, is Pokemon demonic?
The answer to that is yes, they are all oriental demons.
Yeah.
And as you read in the Pokemon, in order for Pokemon to advance in power, it has to evolve to another level. And each evolution, he becomes more demonic in appearance. And eventually he gets to a point where he is totally demonic. And these are all oriental demons. The names are actually names of demons. There's another game out that we just recently found out. Very addicting is Minecraft. You go into this thing and build a world of your own. And these kids are... we had to step in on my own grandsons. I know they'll play, these children will play it for hours and they'll compete against each other. And it's not necessarily occultic, but it's distracting. Then, you know, they don't go back to read their Bibles or study the Word because they're hooked on these things.
Many people you meet are not of God, they're of the occult. The first time you came here and you shared your testimony, what happened when you went home?
In our front yard, we had a big pecan tree, a pecan, and they had hung over 100 ravens by the neck on the tree.
They hung
them.
Their cult came one night, hung over 100 ravens by the neck in the tree.
As a warning to us to keep our mouth shut. And
so what did you do? Someone come clean it out and just say?
No, we cut them up and put the dead bodies in the trash bags and got rid of them.
But the gods had gone away, and the ritual of the religion continued senselessly, uselessly.
So I was purchasing some items in an attempt at self-improvement. Some rice crackers, arugula, liquid soup, and a pineapple to help my cum taste better. But I was in the grocery store lineup in the express aisle where it says 8 items or less, but there was a shabbily dressed motherfucker, some stupid, ignorant cunt face, who was attempting to buy 9 items in the 8-item line. And it was delaying everything by at least 20 minutes, if not 45 to 3 hours.
It took an extra 20 minutes because that person had one extra item.
Exactly.
How big was the item?
It was large. It was like...
Eiffel Tower? Was it the Eiffel Tower?
It was about half the size of the Eiffel Tower. It was basically 24 rolls of toilet paper, which could be either one item or 24 items. So they could have been
24 actually, over the
they
limit.
Could have been 24 items over the limit. Look, I had a stick of deodorant, some rice crackers, liquid soup, a couple other things that I can't remember, and they were all going bad. It's a long time because of that one extra fucker with his one extra fucking item.
Yeah, I think you know who it was. It was me, you son of a bitch. For fuck's sake.
You fucking prick.
You were the fucking prick yelling at me because I have one fucking item over the limit. Oh, no, no, it's eight items. Oh, sorry. I came through there with nine items, and somebody had to point it out, which was probably you, to the checkout guy, and then he had to call over the supervisor, and then it turned into this huge fucking deal. 5 hours later, we're still not out of the store because of you.
Because it's the same motherfucking thing you do all the motherfucking time because you're a motherfucker.
It's one fucking item.
But it's every time you do it, you do it. And it slows down the line every fucking time. It's like that time you had an ice cube tray filled with 12 ice cubes, but you wanted to buy 13 ice cubes and started complaining that you had nowhere else to put this 13th ice cube. You could have just bought 12 ice cubes to put in the tray, but no. And then you slow everything down, the ice cubes melt, and the kids start crying, and then the bank robbers come in and they slip on the floor, they break their necks, they have to cause a lawsuit, we all get sued.
It's not my problem.
We all have to go back to kindergarten.
It's not my problem. You have an ice cube fetish.
No more coffee.
Nothe jodia rado nothe mada watahe.
Sometimes I wish I'd never met you.
It's been the coldest winter in nearly 100 years here in Massachusetts. And I'm getting more tired of hearing about it than I am tired of the cold itself. So this middle-aged lady came into the kitchen store where I work and said, "I just can't wait for this winter to end." And I said, "Actually, I just saw the first battle crow of second winter the other day, so I figure second winter is just around the corner. It'll be 9 more months of this, I guess. Battle crows usually travel in murders, but this one was on its own. It was probably the first to migrate down from the Arctic Circle, looking for snowy owl eggs, most likely." And the lady looks deflated and says, "Oh, I didn't realize that's how it works." Her soul is too young to remember what mine can, when the Earth was but one of 1,000 moons of Jupiter, and the seasons came and went with eclipses of the mother star. And the battle crows would come down from the pole to feast on the eyes of infant gods that woke from the snow too early, and drink the reddened ice of our ancestors who killed each other over a last cachet of ripe pine cones or the frozen carcass of a milk beast back when Februaries were far longer and colder than this one.
And they all lived happily ever after.
In the jerk of our ancestry, a great noseblow harpooned from the north. A Sam-peppered aristocrat dog humper pranced about my sup-salad mam-pappy and drove to Given Plop's Museum of Gap Brenda. "The subject is you," she said upon his peninsula. "You and your eastern way, your briefcase bonanzas and split-pea furniture parties. I see you as a tourist sees a filleted Canterbury tail. Your driveways have always piqued me Sydney," as she jammed the isky monkey and lit up. "I want to hang from your coffee-draped linguine. I see it laying in the street all shiny and boastful, like an Audrey Hepburn rectory. I will smile at the Pall Mall bearers and prance a gravy model bomb. I love you, Mrs. Claus."
"Tomorrow I'll be going to just where I'm not quite sure. There are seeds I must be sowing for. My life is too obscure. There are questions I must ask. There are answers I must find. So please don't try to change my mind, girl. Please don't try to change my mind. In me there's a yearning I feel too unfulfilled. Both my heart and mind are burning with a fire that must be stilled. There's so much of life to taste, I must leave you here behind. So please don't try to change my mind. I'm not saying I don't love you, for that would be a lie. But I'm feeling like a bird of spring who must spread his wings and fly. Please don't look at me that way. Don't make it hard to do.
Just treat me like a stranger who you met but never knew. In the poem of my life, there's no reason and no rhyme. So please don't try to change my mind, girl. Please don't try to change my mind. Being here and loving you fills a body's dream. But my eyes are full of hunger for the things they've never seen. Please don't look at me that way. Don't make it hard to do. Just treat me like a stranger who you met but never knew. In the poem of my life, there's no reason and no rhyme. So please don't try to change my mind, girl. Please don't try to change my mind.
What's with all these fucking rules? Where do they come from? We don't need them. The universe is just out there doing its thing. I mean, sure, there are societal pressures. There are things we are forced to conform into doing. But really, there are no rules. Go take a walk in nature. A tree's not going to judge you. A bird doesn't give a fuck. Sure, it might take a shit on you, but it's not personal. It's just flying around. And if it does, then yeah, great. You've got shit in your life. All of life is full of shit, and the birds have just reminded you. That's fantastic. Enjoy it. Embrace it. But these rules, what the fuck with all these rules? Just because you have long hair doesn't mean you have to tie it up in a scrunchie. Like, what the fuck is a scrunchie in the first place? And who in their right mind spends all their time worrying about scrunching? Jesus Christ.
I'm not going to tolerate this.
People out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
In the living room, the voice clock sang, tick-tock, 7 o'clock, time to get up, 7 o'clock, as if it were afraid that nobody would. The morning house lay empty. The clock ticked on, repeating and repeating its sounds into the emptiness. 7:09, breakfast time, 7:09.
Time, you're a cruel bitch. You dropped me off at noon, pushed me fast to 6. I'm going to give you some advice. People like you don't add up. I already said this. Never mind.